silence in the breeze, but it was poison in the plot. Gunpowder on my sleeve, stomach in a double knot. Fruit from the trees, it looks stranger when it dropped. The terrain ain't the same, a jungle full of asphalt. Karma in the clouds, I'ma run till I pass out. Past the generation, wasn't promised to live long. Resurrected, changed everything that I did wrong. The righteous ain't worthy, hypocrisy in the clergy. The tide came early, they drowning by 7:30. A product of the shift, a victim of the cane rush. Relative sniff, he a prisoner of the same stuff. Tension hella thick, you can cut that with a razor blade. Cabinet full of liquor, with a fridge full of Gatorade. A tailor-made pusher, one trapping in a three-piece. You racing for the paper, then blow it like it's loose leaf. The game ain't fair, it's the total opposite. It's feds everywhere. A trap star apocalypse, prepared for the worst. But I'm praying for the positives, cause life's too short and the outcome is obvious. Death.
Based on how you move.
Yeah. Man, listen. I'm super excited today, man. Let me tell you, first of all, Welcome all of our listeners and our viewers. Y'all know what day it is, man. Today is Thursday. It's 6 p.m. You're now locked in with them Perspective Boys on Power 102 Jams. And you know, if you don't got it,
get that app.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So here we are, man. We're live in Pepsi Studios today, man. The Perspective Boys, man, episode 4 for us, season 3. Got a lot of great things going on for the 2020 year, man. We're super excited today, man, because today is our entrepreneur day, man. So for all the people that's been asking and seeing us, you know, mentioning people here and us giving our insight as far as people that we plug up with, man, in the community and touching down with and connecting our resources, man. Today is one of those days that basically is going to symbolize that, right? So with that being said, I got my partner to my right, this Kels.
And this your boy P.
And so you know how we do it, man. We bring these heavy hitters to you, man. You know, for us people here locally in the Champaign Urbana area, you know, we like to bring those young men and women, you know, that are out here not only talking about it, but being about it, right?
Walking that walk.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's only right, man, that you know, when we bring people to the show, man, it could be anything, man. It could be crisis intervention. It could be police talk. It could be business talk, man. It could be
housing. It could be social work.
Absolutely.
Mental health.
Absolutely. You know, we here at The Perspective, man, we dive into a lot of different topics and issues, man, and we talk about the tough stuff. But also we like to have these episodes, man, where we can show people here not only that what you see and what you hear. It's real life people living this. It's real life people doing this right here in your own community. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, man, I'm just excited about the show today, bro. How about you?
Man, I'm super, super, super excited. You know what I mean? I wanted to use the word stoked, but somebody might have pulled my card if I tried to use that word. So, you know, I'm excited, man. I think that it's been a long time coming.
Facts.
You know, we brought a lot of people on talking about services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more like crisis intervention services or mental health services and housing services. Now we're talking about different types of services, but also their business.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Things that they got started off the ground, and one of them going to be very familiar to you.
Mm-hmm,
The other one, man, going to inspire you, all you young folks
mm-hmm.
out here who have a dream. You know what I mean? I have a dream. It's coming up.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
All of you young people, man, you know, we got an inspiring story
by
a young man that got a lot of stuff going on. Matter of fact, he going to get some business from me this coming week.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely about to go down, you know, and that's why we like to, you know, for those instances where we able to bring people in here, man, it's because of the relationships that we have with them, you know, or relationships that we're trying to build with them. You know what I'm saying? So no doubt if the Perspective crew is talking about it, you know, we definitely backing it. You see what I'm saying? We're definitely backing it. So that's why we bring these heavy hitters in, man. And so not only can you all hear the people, but you can see them as well. So if you see them out in the street, say, man, I seen you, or heard you on the show, and I'm coming to support you. You see what I'm saying?
All day, every day. So, Kel, without further ado, who got up to bat?
So, you know, it's kind of crazy, man, because, you know, in this thing that we call life, man, everybody has their lanes and their circles and their pathway, right? So, you know, what we do daily, you know, me and P, we chop it up, man, as far as, you know, life stuff, work stuff, career stuff, you know, future endeavors and business and everything, man. And so we were just chopping it up. What was that, last week or 2 weeks ago?
About three weeks ago,
we was chopping it up, and I was like, yo, P, man, I just met this young brother, man, and just on a coincidence, man, this is the second time I bumped into him, because the first time I bumped into him was completely on the humbug. I was at work doing my thing, you know, being a street protector, whatnot, and so you know, I pull into this parking lot.
Working in sanitation.
Working in sanitation, right. So I pull into the parking lot, you know what I'm saying, and right across the street is this facility that's got a lot of TVs, you know what I'm saying? So I'm on my kind of like, not really on my grizzly, but, you know, I'm kind of on my low, but I pull up in the parking lot, whatever, you know, so I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm here. Don't bother me. But I'm watching TV at the same time. You know,
right, if that all makes sense.
So in the midst of that, you know, I had this young brother approach my car. Now, you know, the kind of line of work that we do, man. You know, you got to be a little skeptical, man. You know, folks walking up on you like, oh, hold on, shorty. You know, hold tight. You
hey,
know what I'm saying?
Hey, keep everything visible.
Keep everything visible. But you know what I'm saying? The way that this brother, this young brother approached me, man, was very professional. You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, excuse me, yo, can I talk to you? I was like, okay, well, you know, that's a different approach, because usually they just walk up to you, man, just get to talking and ask you 50 million questions. But he was very respectful, and I was like, I respected that. And so he was like, listen, man, you know, if you ever need anything, man, and I'm going to cut that portion off, because, you know, he's here, and he'll be able to tell you exactly, you know, what he is here to speak upon today. But long story short, so that was one contact that I had with him. And so the second contact I had with him was maybe about a month or so later, I think. And then and I basically just kind of wanted to follow up with him, man. And again, same parking lot, man, you know, I'm doing what I do. And I noticed this bright red kind of lighting around the window, you know, and I'm like, oh, snap, they got to be open, you know what I'm saying? So let me just pop in here, you know, and show my face. So I pop in there, man, and we connect, and actually I met his business partner who was unfortunately not able to make it in today, but, you know, we'll give him a shout out to when we dive into this. And so, long story short, man, we reconnected. He gave me some business cards, and then immediately I called my partner, Pete. Yo, man, listen, I got a young brother, man, that's an entrepreneur, man. Yo, we got to get him on the show, man, because, for one, it's representing the pain, you know what I'm saying? And secondly, you know, to the youth who look or who don't have inspiration, man, this will be a golden opportunity for them to say, listen, man, I might know this young man. I might have went to school with this young man. I might be family to this young man. And now here he is, you know, doing his own thing. And so that conversation that I had with P, and P was like, yeah, I think I met that brother back.
I think I ran into him on quad day, actually. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think y'all was out on the quad handing out cards and whatnot, right? And I was like, man, I think okay, that's what it is.
Absolutely. So with all that being said, man, we want to give a warm welcome for our young brother right here, Brandon.
Yes, thank you very much,
Brandon. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
So
it's a pleasure.
So listen, man, you know we try to keep things 100. You know,
yeah,
if whatever information you wanna throw out there into the space, you could do that. We here, we try
just
to
try not to cuss.
We try to protect. You know what I'm saying? You know, your privacy. So if you want to give them your name and all that, which we're going to ask, because, if people want to look for you for what you do, then they'll be saying, well, who is Brandon?
I'm not ducking anybody. They can find me. I'm a public figure.
So Brandon, let's jump into it, man.
Yes,
so, you own a business.
Yes, sir, I do.
How long have you owned this business before we even talk about what the business is?
Man, so I've operated the business going on a little over 3 years now. We've been officially incorporated for going on two. So the first year, it was really just a tester year, kind of just seeing if the idea was going to work, you know, seeing if it was something that was going to grasp, if people were actually going to like it. And then once we saw that it had some promise, we actually, you know, did what was necessary to legalize ourselves, because a lot of the business partnerships that we were trying to do, the other people were requiring, an EIN and that type of stuff. So we had to take that next step to legitimize ourselves. But, man, it also came with having to pay taxes.
Oh, yeah. So let's pause there.
Yes, sir.
Just for a second. one of the things you said was you had to legalize, which is legitimize yourself.
Yeah. Well, that was a big step for us in terms of committing to this idea. Year one, it was, like I said, a tester period, and we didn't really know what the direction of it was going to go. But once you take that next step to actually legalize and really legitimize yourself in the marketplace and give yourself a shot, it's like I said, it's a new type of commitment, knowing that, you know, you can't just give up on it. It's just, you know, a lot of work was put into it to that point to make that decision. So it was a learning curve for me. It was, I've been part of founding businesses before, but this was the first time that I was, you know, had to do it myself and take on the responsibilities of putting all those pieces together. So it was a learning curve for sure. And I'm still working on it every day, you know, just trying to get better at what I do.
Man. So, okay, man. Oh man. You kind of gave me a lot right there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give your listening audience.
Yeah. Yeah. So the business that I run and operate now, and that I think everybody should, you know, be in tune with and be familiar with, in my opinion, it's one of the most valuable and useful businesses. If you're in the Champaign area, we're called Shoe Refresh. To put it plainly, we refresh shoes. And to dive in a little bit more in detail about that, we clean shoes, we repair shoes, we restore shoes. We can customize shoes. You know, if, you know, we've done cleats for athletes, we've done basketball shoes for people. We've had people who just want to get, you know, a personalized touch on their all white Air Force Ones, all white Air Maxes. But like I said, the most common thing that we work on is just daily shoe care, daily shoe issues with people who care about their shoes. You know, you step in some mud, someone spills a drink on them, you get some spaghetti sauce on your shoe. And, you know, sometimes it may be easier than others. You know, I'm sure we all have our own little, you know, DIY tactics for how to maintain our shoes. And it's a lot easier if you got, you know, a pair of Air Force Ones or right. all patent leather shoes. But, you know, what happens when it's some suede or some Timberlands or it's some mesh
or
Yeezys? Yeah, something that you really, you know, the stain sitting in there, the dirt sitting in there. And I mean, even if you're just somebody who, you know, maintains their shoes pretty well, just overall life, the dirt, the air, it's going to take a toll on your shoes. And I mean, our whole premise with starting the business was, hey, you know, if you're paying $150, $100 for some shoes even, and you wear them one time, twice, and they're dirty, you got two choices. You can buy a new pair for $150 or you can walk around with dirty, messed up shoes that are continuously going to get more and more dirty. And everybody likes to have fresh shoes. Everybody likes to look nice, look their best. People care about their shoes a lot. I'd say now, today, more so than ever, people are, you know, shoes are looked at as a commodity. People are paying thousands of dollars for shoes. So
facts.
Shoe care to me was a no-brainer. You know, it's the same reason how come when you buy a brand new shirt, you don't just, you know, let it just stay dirty over and over. You wash it just like you wash your pants, just like you wash your shirt. And I think shoes should be looked at as, you know, the same type of garment item. So, yes, sir. And for that reason, one of the first things that we did that was like, you know, that year one before we even legalized, just to kind of what we wanted to do was kind of link ourselves with another already existing business that potentially had some similar clientele. And so that's why we partnered with some dry cleaners year one. And basically we acted as the back end service to the shoe cleaning service that they provided to their customers. So we were thinking, you know, people are already bringing their clothes in here. Why not just let them bring their shoes in here and we can take care of it for them on the back end. So
real quick, man, because I know we're missing a half, man, of the business, man. So,
oh yeah, I know. I haven't even gotten to what people are really probably caring about the selling, right?
Well, with that portion, but your other, I guess, business partner involved in the restore, or you know, as far as the shoe game.
Yes, sir.
He's not here, of course, because he's dealing with some flu type stuff. But
coronavirus, maybe.
Correct. Possibly not. He said it.
Not right. Not in the U.S. We ain't yet.
Yeah. I say someone gonna come kicking in this door ASAP.
No. You're good. So how did you and your business partner link up? I guess to take this dive into the shoe restore game.
Yeah, man. So me and my partner have known each other for a long time, since eighth grade. In high school, we were really close connected through music. We were both rapping at the time. We did pretty well at that. We kind of had like our little crew and stuff like that. I'd say right after high school, you know, we all kind of did our own thing. Felt not necessarily fell off, you know, but just like it stopped becoming a daily interaction, a weekly interaction type thing. And then, you know, I went on to pursue some other ventures of mine. He went on to go do some things of his own. And I remember it distinctly. The idea for this, we talked about it, a haircut. It was for his birthday, and we were going to go get our haircut for that night. And, you know, I had told him, I was like, yo, I saw a video on Facebook of this business. It was either in L.A. or it was in New York. But it was like a shoe cleaning kiosk. And it just gave me the idea that, you know, we live in this campus town, and there's 40,000 kids that are partying 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe even 7 times a week at the bars. I've been to the bars before. I'm not sure if you guys have, but they're literally, you know, an inch of
gulk.
Just like an inch of just liquid
right.
that sits on the floors. And I don't know if it's, you know, bodily fluids, drink, dirt, whatever it is.
It's sticky stuff.
It's sticky stuff.
Right, that's what we're going to call it.
And it absolutely trashes student shoes. So I told him, I said, yo, bro, I got this idea. Why don't we just, like, make this service? We can clean people's shoes. And one of the key things that we did to it is we made it pick up and delivery. Because we realized that if students were going to be our
– Hold on, B. You said what now?
We had to make it pick up and delivery. That had to be a must.
So hold on. So let me get this right. So I got a pair of Yeezys, right?
Yes, sir.
Got a pair of Yeezys on, and let's just say I just venture out into one of these little bars, right?
Oh, man.
So I'm out there, you know, and all of a sudden, man, somebody come spill a beer or something, you know, on my white Yeezys.
Man.
So you saying that I can come to the spot, drop them off?
No. Well, so look, it's even better than that. And we have so many stories like this. We have people who put in orders 3 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. They left the bars. Shoes just got freshly trashed. And they put in the order, and they're like, please help me. Something just happened. Revive my shoes stat.
Yo, I love it.
Yeah, so like, you know, campus kids, what we found out, you know, like I said, once we chose them as our target customer, it then became –
boom.
How do we provide the most value to this target customer? And once we realize that, you know, unless you're a junior or a senior, you likely don't have a car. And even if you do have a car, from the seniors I know, juniors I know, they're not venturing off of campus. You know, mm-hmm. They know Florida Avenue. They don't know Kirby Avenue. So based off of that, and everybody else is biking, walking, or bus,
mm-hmm.
We were like, if we want our service to really have a chance, especially coming from a very small startup bootstrap level, you know, we didn't have thousands of dollars of investment. It was like, you know, let's just start from the ground up. We were like, we have to bring our service to them. We have to give them no reason to not be able to use our service. We got to make it as convenient as possible,
bro. So I call you B.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. B said that they will come to your crib, your location, pick the shoes up.
Ain't no excuses.
Clean them.
Yeah, anywhere in Champaign, Urbana, then free pickup delivery.
Free pickup and delivery.
Yeah, that's included with the price. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's maximum convenience is our game. Maximum convenience. We want it to be convenient for you, and we want you guys to have a brand new pair of shoes when you're done using our service. So,
so
what's the turnaround time like? Let's say I got my 11s.
Yeah.
Right. My Concords.
Yeah.
You know, because the breeds, the breads, you know what I mean? If you messing them up, something, you know, you done a lot.
Yeah, you done a lot.
You know, but the Concords, you know what I mean? You can mess those up pretty easily.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lot of white.
So, if let's say I drop them off on Friday morning.
Yeah.
What's the, give me an idea of a turnaround time.
So it's funny. When we started, you know, the turnaround time was one of our key was one of the key things that we knew had to make our service. You know, we wanted to be quick, we wanted to be speedy, and that was key for us, because some of the other shoe repair places in town that we researched before starting this thing, their turnaround time could be 14 days, 21 days, whatever the case would be. So we were like, yeah, that has to be eliminated. People don't want to wait that long. So year one, and even year two, I will say, We were able to get the turnaround time to 24 hours, which was remarkable.
Whoa.
And it's kind of a sad story, but at the same time a happy story, that as we opened the store this year, the official store on First Street, and business went up and skyrocketed, we had to make the turnaround time 48 hours to deal with all the volume. Mm. So it's kind of, you know, we were upset in a way that we had to kind of lower the quality of our service slightly. But at the same time, it only happened because the volume of business that we were doing just skyrocketed so fast. So, you know, we take the good with the bad.
Yeah. So we got to take our first break.
Yes, sir.
So, man, Brandon, give us your location for the first part of this section.
Yes, sir. So Shoe Refresh is located 604 South First Street, Champaign, Illinois. That's in between Green and Springfield on First Street, right on the corner of First and Huey. Cannot miss it. We have a big, beautiful Shoe Refresh logo in our window. And
on campus.
Red lights all over the place. Can't miss it. Right on campus.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Well, hey, people, this is a perspective on Power 102 Jams. We're going to take our first break here, and then we'll be back with a little more Shoe Refresh.
Keep on waiting, I just need to know. gon' stay with me. You can tell I really been patient. We gon' find a way, let me pray up to God one time. I ain't never gon' take no time off. All this hard work, yeah, it's really paying off. I'ma keep on winning, I ain't taking no more loss. I was just down, now I'm headed to the top. I'm about the money, I don't really wanna talk. I'm a rock star, baby, I swear you can knock it off. I've been in my bag lately, I can't even take it off. You can't touch my swag, lady, I don't know what you just thought. I'm about to come up real slowly. Half of these people saying that they know me. They only know me cause my music, yeah, I'm low-key. People always love to hate but can't support me. I ain't gonna keep on waiting. I just need to know if you really gonna stay with me. You can tell I really been patient. We gon' find a way, let me pray up to God one time. I ain't never gonna take no time off. All this hard work, yeah, it's really paying off. I'ma keep on winning, I ain't taking no more loss. I was just down, now I'm headed to the top.
I remember when he fucking with me, now my music made they fall in love with me. Good ass on me, I ain't never on E. On the bandwagon like they been with me. No, I'm tryna get mine, I ain't paying no fee. Bitch, I'm out here tryna get it, I don't get no sleep. I been praying to the Lord, can somebody save me? 2020 clear vision, I ain't talking HD. Riding like I got a baby, do it for my future babies. I don't have no Patrick Swayze, all these niggas sounding lazy. Smoke weed every day, but my vision never hazy. I ball no 2K, I ain't come here to play. I be with my niggas working, we be paving the way. Yeah, something like a rocket taking off yet today. Taking off yet today, taking off yet today. Yeah, something like a rocket taking off yet today.
I ain't gonna keep on waiting. I just need to know if you really gonna stay with me. You can tell I really been patient. We gon' find a way, let me pray up to God one time. I ain't never gonna take no time off. All this hard work, yeah, it's really paying off. I'ma keep on winning, I ain't taking no more loss. I was just down, now I'm headed to the top.
Young C on the slab.
Yeah, Young C. Yeah, yeah.
We chasing that bag every time that you see it. Falling hard every season. Neck looking like a Frasier. Said we would make it and they didn't believe us. Now they caught up in it, they wanna see us. Yeah. It's crazy how things work out. Back then she said I was hurt. Now she in my DM, she tryna flirt now. Yeah. It's crazy how things work out. Back then she said I was hurt. Now she in my DM.
keep up stressing. The devil keep talking, but I never listen. Send me to heaven and send me right back. Just open the gate, I'ma tell him get back. The money keep coming, the hoes, girl, relax. Just give me a minute, you know I'ma stop. I keep my location, now I'm on the map. Y'all sleeping on me, just wake up from your nap. The angels keep falling, you hear that God's calling. You know that I'm falling, I can't give a falling. Just give me a step, I'ma take my little chance. I don't mess with people, I swear y'all some fans. I swear this on his side, his name my own band. Y'all sleeping on me, just wake up from your bed. Y'all hear this one song and it's stuck in your head. Play it again.
Ain't been feeling myself. Someone stepped on my ones.
Hey man, you know that automatically, man. When that joint come on, man, it just make you want to bounce. Remember we used to talk about that. That's that young C track on that with that young T. Yeah, man. It's when that thing come on, man. It just make you want to just bounce out your seat one time. You know,
you just move, man. Yeah, back when we heard the track before, it was put all the way together.
Yeah, absolutely.
It had you doing it, man. Had you moving, man.
Absolutely.
But talking about not feeling yourself.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. But welcome back though. Welcome back. I know we kind of going out of little spills, man.
We
so attached to that, you know what I'm saying? But welcome back, man. The Perspective Crew, man. Power 102 Jams, man. Pepsi Studios. We back, man. For those who are just now tuning in with us on Facebook and those listening to us on the app, man. We had an introduction to a young man, an entrepreneur, man, that's been talking to us here, man. We're gonna get back into this, man. So we'll kind of have him reintroduce himself, man, and kind of continue our conversation.
So what do you do if somebody step on my ones at the club?
Man, I don't condone violence, but I know a lot of people who, you know what I'm saying, that's their first course of action whenever that happens. So maybe some can say that we're peacekeepers as well.
Right. I think you're the mediators, right? So Brandon, we know we're in the next quarter, but so, Brandon, what do you do to mediate that situation?
So, like I said, it was a cool little idea that me and my partner had. We didn't know if it was going to stick, but whenever we put it out there into the marketplace, it was pretty evident from the results that not only was it going to be something that was going to stick, but it was something that solved a lot of problems that a lot of people had. And that was kind of the cool thing about this business is, you know, I feel like me and my partner kind of got a chance to do something that a few entrepreneurs really get to take on. And that's creating a market.
Give that brother a shout out, man. Let him know who your partner is, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm showing some love to my boy Julian. You know what I'm saying? He's at home right now. That boy Julian Carter.
Good
co-founder.
Shouts out Julian though, brother.
Yeah, man. So where was I just talking about? So what we found out was that people were starting to use our service kind of on a weekly basis, like similar to like a haircut,
mm-hmm.
or like just like any other type of like getting ready, grooming type of service. I don't know, like people just started incorporating it into their routine. It's just like, you know what I mean? I'm going out, I'm getting my fresh outfit ready, getting my shoes clean, and then I'm just going, you know, get a haircut and look fresh. So that was probably one of our coolest things, was seeing it go from an idea that nobody even knew about, nobody even like thought was going to be like a legitimate service, into something that is pretty ingratiated in a lot of people's lives. You know, our customers use us pretty frequently, and so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. So, Brandon, you touched on something that is very near and dear to me, right? So when I have some fresh kicks on and I got a fresh cut, you know, I ain't got no hair on top of my head, but my face is full. So when I get that fresh cut and I got them fresh kicks on, those two things, it don't really matter. I can have on a gray sweatsuit.
Does it make you feel some type of way?
It makes me feel some type of way. Man, I feel good about myself.
Absolutely.
If that cut is right and my shoes are right.
Mm. You on top. You on cloud nine.
That's the alpha and omega. That's the top and the bottom. Yeah, right? You know what I mean? Everything in between fall in order.
Yeah, man. I've seen some pretty outrageous shoes in the longevity of doing this thing, man. I've seen I've seen shoes probably that are over, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Some of these kids on campus, man, they got money to spend. I'll put that lightly.
So let me ask you this, Brandon. What would be probably your give me your top three worst job that you've had to do to
worst shoes to clean?
Like the dirtiest, nastiest
Give me the top three that you
man, it's funny because they're all gonna come from frat houses. I know that for sure.
So I hope they ain't none of mine. My brothers.
Yeah, man. So I know one shoe in particular that probably, I'm just gonna say this one probably takes the cake because it just stays in my mind as the nastiest thing to this date. But we grabbed a pair of shoes out of the bag. So for the Greek life houses on campus, like the frat houses and the sorority houses, we put a box in each house, like a shoe refresh box. And throughout the week, all the members can throw their dirty shoes in the box, and we pick them up once a week. So it's a really good way for us to get consistent business and just get our name out there with a good amount of students. But so one shoe that we picked out of the box, like the bag was a little damp. And, like, again, it's not something – out the ordinary that we see because, you know, they do go to these bars and their entire shoe can get soaked up with this juice and stuff like that, floor juice as we like to call it. So it's not odd that we feel a bag and it's like a little cold or a little damp. But we opened this particular bag. I don't remember what particular pair of shoes it was, but like the smell as soon as you open the bag was insane. Like, it was probably one of the worst smells I've smelt. And when I looked at the shoe, it was like almost sitting in like a puddle of like deep purple brown type of water, and it was like mold was growing out of the shoe. It looked like trees were growing off of the shoe on the shoe, just like the entire shoe.
Yeah,
looked like it was just like growing mold and just like furry and green, and I just didn't know what to do with it. Me and my partner Julian concluded that, you know, this is a health hazard at this point. We're not even taking on these shoes. Tied them back up in the bag, threw him back in the box. Almost was offended that the person even gave him to us.
Why would you try that? I mean, I'm understand. I don't understand.
We're happy to take anybody's money.
Yeah,
but we also will look at it like, you know, why didn't they throw these shoes away? Yeah. Sometimes we've seen that before.
Because what can you really do with that shoe?
They wanted to see how far their restoration was.
It was probably a sick joke.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Let's give them this shoe I don't even want. I'll pay a little bit of money just to have them.
Somebody had a few too many libations. That's
what I'm getting at.
So Brandon, let me ask you this. So when you get service, you know, you get your shoe service. So is it more just a cleaning on the exterior, or is it a full service? Like, you know, you're going to get your shoe clean, you're going to get it deodorized. I mean, like, so what all comes in, like, what all comes in a shoe service, and are there packages, or how does one get your service?
Yeah, so the standard clean across all the shoes is a hand wash, hand brushed. So for that reason, it's very detailed, it's very thorough, and that usually focuses on the exterior of the shoe. Sometimes by request, we'll have people who will ask us to clean the bottoms of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it. We'll charge a little bit more. But for the most part, in the standard clean, we don't do that just because, you know, that's the part that's always touching the ground. For the most part, people aren't necessarily tripping too much if that part comes back clean or dirty. They just want what's visible to look nice.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, we do deodorize the shoe, obviously to make sure that it's coming back smelling as good as possible. But then we also offer a couple different extras as well. So we offer a waterproofing service, to where we can waterproof the shoe to make it so that liquids, you know, aren't sitting on your shoe and soaking into it. We also offer a foam whitening service, which is extremely popular with Adidas shoes that have like Ultra Boosts and NMDs that have like that white boost material that gets like brownish yellow over time. We can get that bright white again.
You can restore it.
Yes, sir. We can restore it. And then we also obviously do like polish and shines, not just for dress shoes as well, but if you got other leather shoes or you got leather boots. We get a lot of cowboy boots. We get a lot of work boots, steel-toed boots, construction people, all types of people that boots need, you know, a fresh, vibrant color coating on it. So we can do that as well. We've had people who ask us to clean the insides of their shoes. For the most part, since we do hand wash it, it makes it a little difficult to get into the insides and clean them as thoroughly as we do the outsides. We do try sometimes if it's like a special request. Sometimes we've been asked to clean like the sole. So that all comes under special request. But for the most part, what you're going to get for a shoe refresh clean is you're going to give us a dirty shoe. And when you look at your shoe, when it comes out the bag, it's going to be indistinguishable from a brand new pair again. And that's what we really go for. You know, if the inside's still a little, yellow from your foot oil or your foot grease. That's not something that we necessarily can take care of 100%.
That might be that toe jam.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? We just want to give people a brand new looking pair of shoes. And for that reason, we really just focus on the spots that are exterior, that are hitting the eye.
Now, let me ask you a couple questions. So we've talked a little bit about the package, you know, what you get when you get a standard clean, the hand brush. What does that run like for a pair of 11s? I'm going to stick with those right now.
All right, so for a pair of 11s, for the clean, the 48-hour turnaround time, the pickup and delivery, that'll run you a flat $20 with tax included.
One dub,
yeah. All of our services have tax included, and so we like to keep it at a flat price, $10, $15, $20. That's where you're going to find 95% of most people's shoes falling in between that $10 and $20 range. If you're somebody who pays a little bit more for more exclusive, more higher-end shoes, there's obviously a premium that comes with that, extra steps involved, extra liability for working on a shoe that's more expensive. That'll hit you $25 to $50, depending on how much it is. But for the most part, $10 to $20 is where.
So if I had some hot pink Gators, how much would that run me?
Man, we might have to charge you $50 for those. Just, you know what I'm saying? If they're exclusive, they're hard to find. If we mess them up, we're going to have to come out of pocket significantly. Yeah, we're going to hit you at the $50 mark for that. But a lot of the times those shoes are, you know, Gucci, Balenciaga, Louis Vuitton,
right?
Chanel, Dolce & Gabbana. That's where we've seen, you know, $1,200, $1,400, $1,800.
You service all of those.
Yeah, we service all those, and that's when you're going to pay $50. If you got some off-white shoes, those are, you know, like a tier down from those designer level. Those are going to hit you at the $25 range. But like I said, anything else is going to hit you $10 to $20 somewhere in between there. So we're very affordable. And for the quality of service that we provide, literally a night and day difference, bringing shoes back to life. A lot of our customers, you know, are telling us that it's cheap. But, you know, we would rather have something that people can pay for several times over something that they can't afford to do once.
And you're doing, I'm sorry, Kale, but you're doing a service that will, two things. It will help them maintain those shoes a lot longer.
Facts.
So let's say I go out to a football game, even though I don't plan on going out on the field because I got young people that's playing.
You're going to step in the mud or something.
I'm going to step in something. Exactly. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to brush my shoes.
Yep.
And I'm gonna be a little upset if I can come to you for $20 and get it back to where it was close to as close as possible to where it was.
Can't beat that, brother.
Yeah.
Instead of me just being mad and throwing them away.
Yeah.
Or going to spend another two.
Or go spend another two, three. Yep. You know what I mean? Depending on the shoe.
Shoes are not cheap these days, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like a haircut. You come back every 2 weeks.
Yeah. See that's the thing that when people first asked us, why would I pay to get my shoes clean when they're just going to get dirty again? I say, why do you pay to get your hair cut when it's just going to grow back? Why do you wash your clothes when you're just going to wear them again and they're just going to get dirty? Why do you make your bed in the morning when you're just going to get in? You know what I'm saying? You can run that argument with a lot of things in life.
For those,
but it's about, for that time, I want it to look nice, I want it to look clean, and I want to feel good. I know it's going to get dirty again, but for the time that it's not, I want to be feeling my best, looking my best, and staying sharp, and that's really the reason behind that. I feel like a lot of the people, they either get it or they don't. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, right.
Some people, when I introduce the idea, they're like, bro, that's the most genius thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, I can explain it to them three or four different ways and they still don't get it. So.
Yeah. I love it, bro. Like I said, when
I'm coming to you, bro. I got shoes right now that are waiting, that's ready.
Absolutely, yeah, man. When I heard the whole concept, man, and then it's a dope store. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't been in there. I saw him on the quad.
You got to come check the store out, man. Like I said, I was doing me. You know what I'm saying? Trying to look at some either NFL game or NBA game, man. And
in the cut somewhere,
in
safe.
The cut,
he's got the best seat in the house.
And the storefront, man, is, you know, it's got this bright red kind of window. What do you call it? I guess
window dressing.
Window dressing, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Right. And then it's got a dope pair. What is that? Like a what's the graphic on the front of the window?
Oh, it's our logo. It's the big shoe refresh sticker. It's a pair of Jordan 12s.
Boom. Yeah. So automatically I turn around, I see some Jordan 12s. Like, hold on, what they got going on up in here? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's definitely a dope shoe. And on top of that, not only do you guys restore shoes, but you guys sell shoes.
Yeah, right? I was about to say, I haven't even touched on that fact that we are Central Illinois' only spot to buy high-end, limited edition, dead stock, you know, exclusive shoes, limited edition shoes. The term that a lot of people use for it is called hypebeast stuff. So we have Yeezys, we got Jordans, we got Supreme, we got Bape, we got, you know, exclusive collabs, Fear of God. We got tons of stuff in there. Basically, like, you'd have to go to Chicago to even come close to finding the type of shoes that we have in our store. The reason why we did that was, you know, after a successful year last year for Shoe Refresh, we decided that the next step in the legitimizing ourselves process was an official storefront, instead of just running as kind of like this ghost operation that only did pickup and delivery. And when we opened the store, we thought we gotta utilize this space somehow. You know, we gotta make use of this space somehow. So we just connected the dots and we said we might as well sell shoes in here if we're gonna be cleaning shoes. And then the idea came, you know, there's Finish Line, there's Foot Locker, there's tons of places in town where you can get just general stuff. Why don't we be the place where highly sought after merchandise and shoes, you know, that's what we specialize in. And when we look at the marketplace for it, there's an incredible amount of international students on campus that want that stuff. The athletes love Facts. It. And just the general, you know, just the general shoe head may want something a little bit more exclusive than what they're going to find at our mall. Mm-hmm. And so we got the stuff for that. And basically, like I said, your alternatives are go to Chicago, go to Indianapolis, go to St. Louis to find these stores. Or you can take the risk of trying to get them online and then running into stuff that's fake and not authentic. So everything at our store is 100% authentic. We're able to get a lot of things early released. The Jordan 11 breads, we were able to get those over a month early. So I was rocking those well over a month before they came out. And then we got other stuff that's extremely hard to get as well. So definitely that's probably one of the most exciting parts of our business that that's brought a lot of new customers into what we do, is because they heard about us from the shoe selling tip and then was like, oh, I can also get my shoes cleaned and restored and cared for here too. And so it works.
Well, Brandon, I'm gonna put my plug in there right now. I need a pair of those 11 tuxedos.
Oh yeah.
The tux boys.
Man, we
size 12.
We just go ahead got and- like 30. We just got about 30, 40 pairs of shoes in just the other day. Yeah. So if you're hearing this and you're in need of some heat on your feet, 604 South First Street, Champaign, Illinois. Stop by. We got the heat.
Yeah. Now, what if they're not here,
legit,
though?
It's legit, too, because, I mean, when you walk in, they got shoes on display, man, and it's wrapped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't you're not coming there putting your little greasy chicken fingers
so
on
it. So it's like going to a legit specialty store.
Oh, yeah. They're wrapped. Yeah. You're not coming in putting your palm on no breed or, you know what I'm saying, no exclusive stuff. It's wrapped.
Yeah, and it's a weird concept for a lot of people who've never been to a store like this as well, but you also can't try on the shoes.
Right.
Because they're wrapped in the past plastic.
Exactly.
Because essentially, is, you know, it's not you're not buying a $50 pair of shoes and just and feeling out what feels the best. You know, this is a shoe for people who are into shoes. So if
they know how it fits.
They know what size they need. They know how they fit. They know, you know what I'm saying, this runs big, this runs small. So they, you know, there's no need to necessarily try them on. And on top of that, the shoes that we're selling, just putting your foot in them one time, you know, lowers the value. It's just like driving a brand new car off the lot. You can turn right back around.
Absolutely.
But they're only going to give you 70%, you know, 70% of what you got for it.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing. You know, you put your foot in one time, kind of crush up, you know, the back heel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 9 out of 10 condition, and it's Absolutely. Worth $100 less. So
Look at that. So where
can people find you? Let's say they're not on campus or not in the Champaign Urbana area.
Yeah, we got a website, a beautiful website, shoerefresh.com. That's shoerefresh, I believe I spelled it right, .com. And on Instagram and Facebook, our tag's the same on Instagram and Facebook. It's at refresh your feet, all one word. And that's where we're going to post, you know, all the new merchandise that we're getting in, all the before and after pictures of fresh shoe cleans that we've been doing. All types of promotions and stuff like that. We very frequently on our Instagram page are doing, in my opinion, one of the best giveaways in the area. Free pair of shoes for you and a friend. $150 pair of shoes for you and your homie. And it's just free. All you got to do is show some love and engage with us on Instagram. So we just love giving back, man, showing love to people.
Hold on,
so,
man. Where am I?
I had to get my phone. Hold on. You're going to tell me again what that is. Hold on.
I can't get on to refresh your feed, though, right?
No. Yeah, refresh your feed, Facebook and Instagram. Like I said, check it out.
Pete, look it up, like, right now. So, hey, so, Brandon, let me ask you this, too, man. So, you know, we've got a lot of viewers and listeners, man, that are all over the globe, man. So, you know, we got people in Texas and Florida and St. Louis and Chicago and so forth, man. So I know you said, far as the Champaign Urbana area, you do free shipping. So let's just say if I'm in Texas and it's like, yo, I went to your website and seen those tuxedo drawers, man. Can they order those off your website or how does that work?
Well, right now we're in the process of doing a bit of a website update. And one of the big things that we're going to be doing is putting our retail catalog on there. So all the shoes, all the clothes, all the beanies, all the accessories we have are going to go up there. So that way people can check out our inventory without having to necessarily be in store. So for people like you're mentioning who are out of state or out of town, we can at least be able to still service them in some way or another. So we're probably not going to have the functionality on our website to order online and do all that stuff, but you'll at least be able to check out our inventory, and then you can contact us based off of what you see that we have, and then we can make something. We'll connect with you and do it that way, but we don't have the online functionality in place because that's it's a whole nother logistical process of incorporating that in your business. If online sales are going to be something that you do, you got to have the shipping processes in place, the label printing out, the drop shipping methods and stuff like that. So, if someone wants some stuff, they can contact us. We can still ship it to them on more of an individual level. But as far as just doing online sales, we like to keep our inventory, exclusively for the people in Champaign, ideally.
Understood. So give me one more time that Insta.
It's Refresh Your Feet, all one word.
Refresh Your Feet. And what's your storefront number, man? What's your store number? Look,
604.
Contact number.
I'm so silly. Let me double check because we just changed the number. It is. Our phone number is 217-607-2011.
And give them again the Instagram and Facebook.
The handle, that's Refresh, R-E-F-R-E-S-H, Your, Y-O-U-R, Feet, F-E-E-T, all one word.
And the first picture should be a Supreme Scully.
Yep.
Well, five of them. Mm-hmm.
So not only are you guys selling exclusive shoes, man, but you guys are selling accessories and so forth. Is there anything else that we missed, man, as far as what all you have retailing in your store, brother?
Yeah, I mean, shoes, accessories. We got hats. We got I don't know if we have any right now. We had some Gucci belts. We got fanny packs. We got the satchels. We got backpacks. Just trying to think. Like I said, we got all types of Supreme knickknacks, water bottles, coffee mugs, Hypebeast, all types of everything. We sell Shoe Refresh merchandise in there, sweatshirts and stuff like that. So yeah, man.
So you got Shoe Refresh apparel too?
Man, we just got it ordered, so it should be in very soon.
Yo, well, up here at Perspective, man. We
rock independent,
like,
man.
We like to rock,
Yeah, man, I appreciate that.
So it sounds like you have a market. If you had a dope clothing line that was around, that might be an opportunity to have it in the store and move some stuff.
Yeah, man, we've been working with a couple different local people who make clothes, just testing it out, giving them an opportunity, letting them put their stuff in the store, seeing how it sells, and I definitely think that it's done pretty well. And we're always open and willing to work with people and have stuff in there that people can't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
What we normally do too, it's pretty funny strategies. We just kind of throw it in the mix with the other Hypebeast stuff, so people mm-hmm. just assume it's on the same level, same tier, same price point as everything else. So that way we're able to charge a little bit extra and get away with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Brandon, man, hey. Yo. So this is closing our first hour, man. This was a powerful hour, man.
Yes, sir. It was a pleasure.
Man. Powerful hour, man. And give us your address one more time.
That's 604 South First Street, Champaign, Illinois.
So when they come into the store, who do they ask for?
Man, I'm fortunate enough to where I got some great people in place, some great employees and great management. Mm-hmm. So I try to be there as rarely as possible. that's why, you know what I'm saying, Kels called me at a great time just because I rarely happen to be there. I'm always out and about. But, you know, if you just say, you know, Brandon sent you, my people know what to do. You'll get taken care of.
Yeah, listen, we need to link up too, man. So you know, if our newfound listeners and people coming in, man, maybe we could work something. You'll say, hey, a prospective man sent us down here.
Oh, man, no, you definitely say that y'all sent me. Then yeah. You know, love's getting shown.
Yeah. Let's get some things rolling, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
we're interested in that, man. So we got to close this hour out, man, and get ready for our next guest, which is another powerful brother. You know what I mean? Coming in. So Brandon, anything, you know, any last words, anything you want to say to the.
Yeah, I mean, I got one powerful message for anybody if they truly wanted to be an entrepreneur. I believe that it takes, you know, 3, 4, 5 losses just to finally get it right and just mm-hmm. to win. I think that if you want to have success, you got to give yourself at least a 7-year timeline to really realize it. You know, I was fortunate enough to really be active and just engage in doing stuff when I was young, 14 years old. So I was able to you know, find some success early. I'm 23 now, but that doesn't mean anybody at any age can't go ahead and start and can't realize their dreams. They just got to start today, start now, be active, and just know that it's going to be a long run. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Mm. Don't be discouraged by falling down. Get back up. You know what I'm saying? Continue, persevere, work hard, be persistent. And like I said, 7 years goes by quick, man. People think it's a long time, but before you know, you're going to look back at the top of the mountain and be like, dang, look how far I climbed. That's my closing message.
7 years, it goes by quick unless you file bankruptcy.
Yeah. That's a long 7 years.
Right, dude, that's a long seven. Well, Brandon, man, hey, we here at The Perspective, closing, man. You know, P and Kale, we really appreciate you coming on, man.
Nah,
sharing information about your business and kind of how it got going and what you actually do.
Absolutely, man.
So
you were able to take some time off, man. Come rock with us. Absolutely.
Oh, of course, man. I would have done it again. Yeah. I'll do it again.
You're more than welcome to hang out, you know, while our next guest come on, you know, because we like to do our power hour after this power hour coming up. And so what we're going to do is right now we're going to go to our break as we transition. Brandon, again, man, thank you very much, man.
No, thank you.
Shoe repair.
And absolutely. And while we're talking about shoe repair, man, we want all our listeners and viewers, man, to take a moment, man, to have a little silence for Kobe Bryant and family and those people that was involved in that tragedy, man. So rest in peace for all those involved in that tragic accident, too.
Indeed. All right. Thank you, Kale. Thank you, Brandon, man. We'll be back. The Perspective will be back at Power 102 Jams.
Después se des... controla, queriendo un poco más. Que la agarre por detrás, dale keep she can that ass. Make it clap, make it applause. You the baddest in the class, I'ma slap that ass because Christmas came a little early, you might get for Santa Claus.
Broadcasting live from Pepsi Studio, Urbana, Illinois to the world. It's Power 102 Jams on demand and in your hand. Keep it live.
With the fee side, with that lee side. Talking about that lee side, with that lee side, with that lee side. Your eyes speak the truth with everything else lies. They pretend that we can, but the vibes don't fly, bro. I survive reading guys like you. I'm surprised y'all think y'all can disguise y'all truths. I seen eyes wide as they're about to shoot. You can be a hairpin off and you can trigger your roots. I wait till these haters don't give me that. You know the world can see just how phony you act, bruh. Y'all body language is on remedial. How could you see the difference when you and I? My crash course was much tougher around friends who kill their friends than hug their friend's mother and show up at the funeral complete with blank stares. Invisible ink, I had to read things that wasn't there. Memories may sneak down my cheek, but I could see a side eye in my sleep.
Ready for a deep breath to love the voice. Eyes open them up, take off the coins. Still stinging from tears, they try to seal. I'm ready for earth, ready for real. Solipsistic, admit it, I see you there. So it seems, so you seem. I can't tell if your image is just a flare. In my dreams, in my dreams.
I sat down with Prince eye to eye. He told me his wishes before he died. Now Lana McMillan, he must be colorblind. They only see green from them purple eyes. They eyes high, they eyes high. My eyes wide shut to all the lies. These industry niggas, they always been fishing. But they no bigger, your lazy eye, huh? This guy is slave on his face. You think he wanted the masters with his masters? You greedy bitches sold tickets to walk through his house. I'm surprised you ain't auction off the casket. Don't big bro me, don't big homie. I seen pure admiration become rival. I've been to Paris at least two times. I seen the Eiffel, I seen the Eiffel.
Ready for a deep breath to love the voice. Eyes open them up, take off the coins. Still stinging from tears, they try to seal. I'm ready for earth, ready for real. Solipsistic, admit it, I see you there. So it seems, so you seem. I can't tell if your image is just a flare. In my dreams, in my dreams.
I've been hard to touch, but I feel you. I've been ready for this. For real, open like a touch, but
with the fee side, with that lee side. Talking about that lee side, you put that lee side, you put that lee side.
Hands of time to the day when I was a youngster buying candy from the lady on the corner. Cold cups, now they just hit the spot. Hanging in the hood all day with my pops. Chilling at the gambling shack. In this neck and hollering 7 or 11, scraping dollars back. Man, it was a beautiful thing. Listening to Marvin Gaye to the Pentagrass, cooling the gang. And Sunday, everybody barbecued outside. And even though times were tough, we was doing all right. And the only time you ever seen chalk on the block, it wasn't about it. It was the girls playing the hopscotch. Way before the time of the grind of double ups. Only
thing we double round here is double dutch in the grass catching chiggers, chasing the lightning bugs, staring out to the sun when out the streets lit up. But no matter what you did, somebody was looking. We was all family like JJ with a penny and bucket. That's right. And I can't tell you what's gonna happen in the end, but I know it'll be good times if I can be a kid again. Standing on the bus stop, walking through the hallway, winking at the cuties and watching them watch me. Just thinking about my life on the fly and all the wild, crazy things I did. A lot of putting in my bed. I wish I was a kid again, thinking way back before Jip and school, before sticks and bruises. Back when we had no need of a gat, cause back then we was just looking cool, running around at a prince of the pack. Of course we had our little scars and fights, from key locking cars and wipes, occasional fallouts, but it was all alright. No worries about wrongs and rights. Running with the big boys at night, I had to keep up in the field. It was hard seeing mama trying to keep up with the bills. Me coping with two pair of shoes, none of them knew, but nobody knew. It was all cool. Mama said, son, we'll be driving soon. Every Saturday, me and Turk early watching cartoons. I never thought a kid could bloom, but what I do just to be a kid again real soon.
Standing on the bus stop, standing on the bus stop, looking so fresh, walking through the hallway, winking at the kids. Beauties are watching them watch me. Just thinking about my life, all the fun, all the wild, crazy things I did. Lord, I'm putting in my bed. I wish I was a kid again.
I remember when I was a child.
When I was a child.
Playing on the block till the sun went down.
Till the sun went down.
So many things to talk about.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Wanted to be grown, but I didn't know how.
Oh. Standing on the bus stop, standing on the bus stop, looking so fresh, so clean.
Looking so fresh, so clean.
Walking through the hallway, winking at the cuties, watching them watch me. Just thinking about my life, all the fun, all the wild, crazy things I did. And Lord, I'm putting in my bed. I wish I was a kid again. Standing on the bus stop, standing on the bus stop,
looking so fresh, so clean.
Looking so fresh, so clean.
Walking through the hallway, winking at the cuties, watching them watch me.
Just thinking about my life, all the fun, all the wild, crazy things I did. And Lord, I'm putting in my bed. I wish I was a kid again.